This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, adornment. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of adornment in the Islamic lifestyle. We see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified this universe, this world, with different things, with different means. And He has beautified it with different things for His servants. And that's why in the Quran, chapter A'raf, which is chapter 7, verse 32, Allah says that Allah has made or beautified this world with the purified things, which is tayyibat, and the rizq, tayyibat min al-rizq, the purified things from the sustenance. He has beautified it with these things for li'ibadihi, for His servants. And therefore He says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ, who is making this forbidden for Himself? When Allah has made this, beautified this world, this universe for the mankind, why they are forbidding themselves? Therefore, Allah loves the adornment and Allah loves the beautification. And therefore, we need to go towards this. But there are limits that are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, in the same verse where we mentioned that Allah has said in the Quran, He says, طيبات, which means that this adornment, this beautification should be from the purified things. And this purification is necessary. Why? Because if we leave the purification, we cannot reach the perfection. The perfection is with the purification. So therefore, when we are adorning ourselves, for example, you know, we have our sisters who put on makeup, who adorn themselves, they should remember that this should be in line with the teachings of Islam. This should be in a way that they go towards the perfection and they have the purification, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We're talking about the topic of adornment in the Islamic lifestyle. Now, we said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified this world, it is necessary for us to give importance to the adornment, because this beautification that we see, this adornment that we see in the world, it has been provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is inside us. It's in our nature. Therefore, what we need to strive is, we need to strive for something that is tayyibah, that is purified. On the other hand, we see that first there were just the ladies or the women who used to put on makeup, use cosmetics, but now the men are also using the cosmetics. Well, obviously, when they ask, can we use this or not? The simple answer is, if it is from tayyibat, if it is the means of purification, if it takes you towards the perfection, yes, you should do this. You should not become someone like monk. Obviously, you know, the monks, they do not give importance to this world, where Allah wants us to give the importance to this world. This material world, the people around us, we need to give importance to them. We need to put on good perfume. We need to dress well. We need to adorn ourselves and be handsome in looking as per clothing, as per, for example, whatever it is. So why it is necessary? It's because this is how Allah has beautified the world. But on the other hand, we should not commit haram. We should not commit the forbidden things. For example, there is the issue of mahram and na-mahram. Those who are allowable, yes, a woman can adorn herself, put on makeup while going in front of husband, father, brother, but not the na-mahram. So there are the limits which we need to, inshallah, be careful about them. And by looking at the Islamic teachings, we must adorn ourselves, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.